مكتبة الموحدين بالبحر الكاريبي يا صدى تقديم الشيخ الحبيب حسن عبد الوهاب البنا في الجزء الخامس من الأسئلة والأجوبة في مسائل الزواج. موحدين Publications pleased to announce the fifth part of questions and answers session on marriage with our beloved Sheikh Hassan Abdul Wahab al-Banna of Egypt. حفظه الله.
And it's on the 17th of Rabi' this, الثاني 1437 هجري correspondent to 27th January 2016 Gregorian. شيخنا في سؤالين مهمين في مسائل الخطبة, يعني بارك الله فيكم. مسألة إذا كان البنت عندها خجل دلوقتي متقدم عليها عريس,
نعم,
بس هي خجلانة مش عايزة توري وشها لأن هي ملقبة بقالها سنين ولا الحمد والمنة, فكيف نتصرف في الموضوع؟
بس قليل عندكم في أمريكا
أو نعم
قليل في أمريكا أو كده حاجات نادرة.
صحيح صحيح.
نعم,
لكن هذا حاصل دلوقتي يا شيخ, يعني
يوم نعم آمين
يا رب آمين. فكيف نتصرف مع يعني مع الأخ, والأخ جاي مخصوص سفر ليها؟
لا كل حاجة بالتدرج يا أخي. يا أخي أنت ببص بقى أن هي دي زي دي, لا مش كل واحدة زي التانية أو كل حالة زي التانية. نعم. الواحدة عندها حياء, والحياء الحياء خير من كل شيء محمود, فيتدرج به وأهلها يدوها فكرة, مش يعطوله تعالى ويخش يقعد معاها, لا هذا يعني جائز. ولكن مع واحدة زي دي لا, كل شيء له حساب بالمواجين الشرعية. عشان كده المؤمن ايه بيبص للتحريم ربنا علمه اياه على يد الاشياخ واللي قرأوا بكتب فضل الله واستوعبوا, ثم الواقع يعيش مع الواقع, مش يعيش في الخيال, لا تعيش مع الواقع.
نعم.
الواقع دي غير واقع غيرها, فلازم يخش معاه بالتدريب ويودي أبوها أديها فكرة قبلها بأسبوع اثنين وخبر ده بنت حق الله وده عشان تستكري وده سنة صلاة لخلقي ومش وقت عمان زواج يعني شيء غير محمود.
نعم.
وحفظ لدينك والسكون بتاع الزوجية, كل الحاجات دي يديها فكرة. ما لو خلت فكرة مش هتستغرب, ولكن ما عندهاش فكرة هتتعجب وتعب عندها ضيق وحرج, أليس كذلك؟
نعم.
فلازم يتحاسب حساب غير واحدة تانية.
تبارك الله.
أبوها يديها فكرة أو ولي أمره يديها فكرة أسبوع اثنين ثلاثة شهر وهكذا. وانت عندك آيات الزواج موجودة وتشوف الكتاب أو تبريك كتاب بديلة, بس أنا ما مش فاكرها. مغبالك الكتب اللي هي فيها يعني يعني مجاراة الناس في اجتماعياتهم واعتراف واقعهم حتى يتزوجوا زواج سعيد بأساليب شرعية, فهذا موجود الكتب. تفضل.
تبارك الله.
وعندك بقى يعني الأول بآيات الزواج والخطبة في القرآن والسنة, ويعرف التفسير ويشوف ويقول له تفضل.
تبارك الله.
نعم.
طيب the first question I posed to the Sheikh, I said what if ya Sheikh we have a sister who's way too shy, she does not want to show her face, she's been wearing the niqab for many years and does not want to show her face to the brother who wants to come and propose to her. Keep in mind, the Sheikh said this may be a little يعني unique where you come in your lands, where you at now in the West. I said, ya Sheikh, that's actually happening. We have a situation that inshallah happening this Friday regarding this issue. And that's why we're asking the question. And the sister is wondering. Keep in mind, the brother has to travel from another state to see that sister. So Sheikh Hafidhahu Allah said, everything must be done, yani step by step. Not every
step.
With the mawazin, yani with the scale, نعم, with the scale or the balance, جزاك الله خير يا شيخ, with the scale or the balance of the sharia.
الكثير من الآية الكريمة, لقد أرسلنا رسولنا بالحق وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان يقوم الناس بالقسط, وأننا حيا به بأسنا شديدة ومنافع للناس. تفسير حديث وفي تفسيرها فسأعرفه لكل شيء بميزان مش في العلم عند الإسلام مش فوضى مش كل واحد يعمل على كيفه كل واحد يعمل أي شيء لا ما لما اتفقوا المسلمين ليه وحبوا بعض ليه الطريق واحد والموازين واحدة وتعرض عليه القضية زي ما تقول انت تقول الثاني في الغالب يعني الحاجات المعروفة اللي يبين مثل الناس اللي يحلوا حلول الفرق بينها كبير في الآراء والأفكار لا الإسلام غير كده كلها قريبة من بعضها
So Sheikh Abdullah answered the question as you probably noticed and added more to it too. And he said, look up in Surah Al-Hadid and we have sent our messengers with the truth, which inshallah we're going to get it out for you in time. Surah Al-Hadid verse 25, and we have sent our messengers with the clear proofs and we have sent with them the book and the scale. So the people will establish everything amongst themselves with justice. And of course, at the ayah continue, and we have sent the iron amongst them, we have sent the iron amongst you that has great strength and many benefits to the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who will... And I will tell the scale, ya Sheikh, but some can will balance, kaman. بالانجليزي حسب الابليكيشن التطبيق اللي معايا في التليفون we have already sent our messengers with clear evidence and sent clear. Out نعم يا شيخ
ايه كلمة ايه
قالوا هنا balance زي ما قلتنا يا شيخ في البداية
بس الكتاب ايه الكتاب مينش الكتاب يعني القرآن بالذات لا كله رسولنا مش رسول واحد لا لكل أمة لازم فيها الميزان ده
هذا الشيخ حفظ الله said
مش الكتاب يعني القرآن بس لا كل الكتب
نعم he said that applies
to التوراة والإنجيل والزبور
بارك الله he said that applies to all of the holy books not just the Quran but all the books before the Quran too as a يعني the Sheikh Abdullah reiterated and he said it's sent with all the messengers and a correct translation from the app that King Saud University put out التطبيق يا شيخ هذا من جامعة الملك سعود رحمه الله تبارك الله فيها الترجمة بالإنجليزي جاهزة
جامعة سعود
اللي هي في الرياض جامعة بسم الله الرحمن مش فاكر اسمها بالضبط أنا مشكلة دي اللي هي جامعة الإمام يا شيخ
الإمام محمد بن سعود
نعم
فيها التفسير
هم عاملين تطبيق ما شاء الله طيب جدا للقرآن
تفسير.
في التفسير وفي الترجمة
طب خير الحمد لله
بعدة لغات إن شاء الله ففي الترجمة يا شيخنا سورة الحديد الآية 25 بيقول لك we have already sent our messengers with clear evidence and sent down with them the scripture and the balance that the people may maintain their affairs in justice and we sent down iron wherein is great military might and benefits for the people And so that ده بس بيكمل الآية اللي هي وفيه بأس شديد أنزل الحديث فيه
نعم
but the Sheikh is يعني concentrating on the end of this ayah where it says we have already sent our messengers with clear evidence and sent down with them the scripture and the balance that the people may maintain their affairs and justice here the Sheikh حفظه الله coming back to the beginning part of this يعني answer he said everything has to be done in degrees or stages. Not every woman or every girl is the same as the other one. And he said, being shy, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ is something that's praiseworthy. We do not tell the girl, for example, come here, do this, now the brother's in front of you, and so on, as وَلْعَيَذُ بِاللَّهِ some of us may think that's the way to do it. Everything in alhamdulillah in the life of the Muslim must be done with the scale or the balance of the Sharia. The believer, walillah alhamdulillah, Sheikh said, acts upon knowledge that he has learned from the Quran and the Sunnah and understanding of the pious predecessors. Then after that, comes reality, not imagination. This reality must also be adhered to or worked with or applied according to the Quran and Sunnah and the understanding of the pious predecessors. And the reality of this sister is not like the reality of other sisters. So the father, for example, upon the father to talk to her and say, this is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we know. Yes, we have to do this and we have to do that according to the sunnah and according to what we learned from the book and the sunnah and the son of the past predecessors. And this brother, inshallah, when the time is right, as the sheikh said, in 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whenever you feel ready, you can show your face to him, for example. Because we don't want you to sit, for example, as a sister, as a daughter of ours without marriage. Marriage is tranquility. Marriage is serenity. Marriage, wallah alhamdu al minna, is a protection for men and women alike. So if you take... Now, if you, for example, as the sheikh said, if you as a father talk to your daughter and explain to her what is the process going to be like, then she would not feel like a stranger. She would not, for example, be as shy as she's supposed to, for example. If she has an idea, then she would not have a problem with the process, per se. So it's upon the father to give her an idea. Then, as the sheikh said, Habibullah, give her an idea, and so on, until she's comfortable with what you and her are talking about, and she is aware of the proofs from the Quran and Sunnah regarding that and understanding of the pious predecessors. And he said, Hafizahullah, you have the verses on marriage in the Quran, wa la alhamdul minna. You have the books of the Sunnah. So you have to read these books and you have to know these ayat along with the tafsir, along with the interpretation. So you would know how to deal with such a situation. This is very important. Because we as Muslims, wallah alhamdu al minna, have to live with other people in their social life and their social gatherings and so on. And we have to deal with these matters. So we have to see what comes from the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the past predecessors regarding these matters and how to apply it properly according to what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that people can marry and live a happy life. As again, the sheikh said, and have this marriage and the verses of engagement, look here on that from the books of Sir that are well known. Amen, Sheikh. Now, so I'm going to ask you. So, what is the question of the موضوع? لو سمحت يا شيخ.
نعم.
سأل أصلا من أم البنت الآن. تقول والحمد لله منها تقول هل يجوز لها كأم للبنت أن ترى هذا الأخ المتقدم؟ وإيش المطلوب في الموضوع يعني إيه هي القيود الشرعية في الموضوع هذا؟
نعم تقول هي تشوفه ما تقعدش معاه بقى تشوفه بس وخلاص ممكن تنظر إليه ما بيش حرج عليه هذا الغرض لما تقعد معاه ولا حاجة لأن مش عايز يقعد معاه إلا لما إيه لما يعقد على بنتها
نعم
لكن شوفوا كده عارض ممكن لا ده غرب بس
طيب so the next question was is it permissible for the mother of the daughter the mother of the daughter is it permissible for her to see the prospective brother she wants to see who's proposing to see to for her sister is it permissible for her to take a look at him He said, of course, she can see him, but she cannot sit with him. Now, she can see him, basically take a glance or glance at him quickly without actually sitting with him. Again, the sheikh repeated that in several ways. And he said, she can look at him. It's possible that she can look at him. There's no embarrassment in the situation, but without sitting with him directly, except after the brother actually fulfills the contract of marriage or have a contract of marriage with her daughter, then it would be a different story. So again, it is a matter that we call in Arabic عارضاً, as if we say, وَالْعَذُ بِاللَّهِ by chance or by accident in America, but you can just basically take a look or yani glance and see who this guy look like, so you can discuss that later on with your daughter and so on. نعم شيخنا. شيخنا في شيء قيل لنا غريب جدا في مصر يقوله بعض الناس في مصر وعايزين نحقق الموضوع. طبعا يقولوا من حق المتقدم على البنت أن يرى وجهها 3 مرات.
نعم بشمال.
فهل في
يكرر علاقة؟ يكرر الرؤية.
ولكن هل لها عدد محدد يا شيخ؟
لا بس ما يكونش بقى مفتوح الباب كده على طول.
أوكي.
يعني دخل هو عشان يجاو يعقد عشان يشوف زوجته خطيبته.
نعم.
هيغمض عليها ولا إيه بقى؟
لا.
ولا ما يبص في السقف. يتحقق فيها وتفرش فيها مرة واثنين.
نعم. نعم. طيب شيخنا ومسألة اللباس احنا كلمنا فيها من قبل، انا عارف سامحني يا شيخ، ولكن السؤال رجع تاني. طبعا حياء البنت عايزة تلبس كما تلبس، يعني لما تخرج بتلبس الخمار ما شاء الله حتى الرجلين في بعض هي غطاء معين. كيف تفعل مع الأخ هذا الآن؟ يعني هو مش هيشوف كده.
ما يعني تاخد فكرة انت ايه عليك الآن، واجب عليك ايه؟ يشوف كل بجسمك كشمك يعني تسمها كده على بعضه بثوب أو فستان طويل وخبرك، ولكن يبين القوام بتاعها ويبين شديها خبرك. في واحد زي شديهم دمرين لبس فيها أنوث، شكل أنوث يرفضها بعد كده بحرتك
أفهم.
وخد بالك وشعرها كما متغطي وشها وكفيها بس تبيني، لكن لها قوام، شوف قوامها بس. دي تعرف ان الحاجات دي تعليم عشان تعرف من حق الزوج ان الخطيب يشوف ما راح يتجوزها ازاي.
نعم تبارك الله. طيب the next question was
نتكلم معاها كمان.
نعم
في الكلام شكله ايه؟
في حضور طبعا ال
حاجات عندي ايه، بتعمل ايه، درست ايه، بتعرف كتاب ايه في الدين، اسمع مشايخ مين، حاجات من هذا القبيل يعني، حاجات اللي هي ايه يطمن بيها على حالها.
نعم تبارك الله. نعم. So the next question was regarding we heard in Asia for example some people say the man proposing to the woman have a right to see her face 3 times. I said, is there any kind of proof, ya Sheikh, regarding the number? He said, no, but we know it is permissible for the man to make sure that he to see her 1, 2, or 3 times, or even more or less, but don't make it a habit. Don't open a door where, you know, every now and then, I want to see her again. No, I want to see her again. No, I want to see her again. And in the same token, on the other side or of the spectrum here, you can't have the brother, for example, close his eyes and kind of figure out what he's going to be marrying. That is not also from the sunnah. So he has the right to see her face and 1 or 2 times and so on for the purpose of marriage, of course. And the next question was, yeah, Sheikh, we know we went over that question before, but the sisters are still asking about it. We are dealing with shy girls here that when a man comes and proposes to them, they're going to be dressed the way they normally dress outside, you know, full niqab, down to the feet and so on. He said she has to dress in a way that he will get an idea that, you know, alhamdulillah, she's a female, for, of course, a way that is not... yani, as I repeated that before, that's not provoking. He has to get an idea. It's a must upon him and her to see how tall she is, if she's skinny or heavy, for example, somewhat guess the size of her breast, somewhat. And again, yani, these are yani rough way of translation. So he said, yes, she must be dressed, of course, in a long dress. Her hair is covered. He can see her face, her hands, but also just to avoid the fact that some brothers may marry a sister that doesn't have much of a chest size or much of a breast size, then he, you know, and then wal'adhu billah, later on it kind of backfires and he says, no, I didn't expect her to be not having much of a femininity, for the lack of a better way, or she's not female enough for me, wal'ayadu billah. And of course, again, the sheikh says her hair must be covered, her hands can be shown, her face, but also somewhat of her body, yet still covered, wallahu a'lam. And that's also from the rights of the man proposing to see, you know, the woman that he will be marrying. It's also permissible for him to speak with her in the presence of her mahram and ask her questions. What did you study? What books are you reading? Or what books did you read? Which one of the mashayikh or which of the shuyukh or the scholars are you listening to? And so on. And all of this, of course, has to be done, as the sheikh mentioned in another, the answer to the first question, according, yani, to the Quran and Sunnah understanding of the past predecessors, in application of the society around you. And I'm not saying make it agree to the society, wal'ayadu billah, but rather, you have to make it agree to the Quran and Sunnah and understand of the past predecessors first. Because, as the sheikh said in the answer in the first question, which I forgot to say, the difference is huge sometimes in opinions, in ideologies, and everything else in the world. But our Islam, wallah alhamdul minna, our religion is one, and the understanding in that religion, wallah alhamdul minna, is clear as the sun. سامحونا شيخ التطويل نسينا جزء من الإجابة الأولى فحطناه في الإجابة الثانية الله مستعان هو كل شيء يعني ولا الحمد لله بميزان ليس بالناس كما يحلو يعني حلو الحلول الفرق كبير في الآراء والأفكار والإسلام هو واحد ولا الحمد لله
وهذا بسم الله تعالى هذا الموضوع كغيره من أمور الإسلام فإذا أراد المرأة أو جاء خطيب يخطبها لازم تعرض بهذه الأمور وتأخذ فكرة عنها شرعا ما هو الواجب عليها ولماذا الزواج ده وده شيء ما لا شك نمر عليه في الآيات القرآنية وملائكة إن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا تسكنوا إليه وجعل بينكم بينكم مودة ورحمة الآيات اللي دي لن تمر عليها
طبعا مرنا عليها ولا الحمد لله
كما ما طلع لكم من نساء مثنى وثلاث ورب مر عليها اذا كيف يكون واحده ما مش عاوزه تخلي الخطيب يشوفها مستحيه ده شيء غريب شيء غريب لازم الحاجات دي تحضر علمه ما تبقى كده على ما عليه لا لازم تتحرك الى الاحسن الاساليب الشرعيه في الحياه السعيده المرأة كل واحدة مرأة تقول ما عملها ايه صالحة تتجوز وتعيش سعيد ولا لا في واحدة ما عندهاش الأفكار دي متفكرش يعني
نعم هو مسألة خجل بس والله أعلم يا شيخ من احنا
لا ولا تكون خجل ما أقول لها حيث حيقولش هطول عليها لا
نعم
هشوفها الأول ما لاش ما عشان كده قلت حضرتك قلت أكثر من مرة ماشي المرة دي اتكل
صحيح
ماشي مرة تانية اتكل مرة تالتة اتكل مثلا
صحيح
كل الحاجات دي ما تقفش عقبة بكبير زواج الشاب المستحية من عندها حياة لا تقف بكبير عدم زواجها
طبعا
لا تعقل زواجها
تبارك الله
كل رجل ما اتمنى تترب ابنته كل ست اتمنى تترب ابنتها وكيف يكون هذا الأمر واخذ كده على سكة واحدة ما تحركش لا لازم فيه حاجة دي طبعا بالفترة توقف على طول
نعم تبارك الله اللهم بارك So the Shaykh Habibullah added to the questions, to the answers and said, after saying Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillah, he said, this subject of marriage is just like any other subject in this life according to the book and the sunnah. the girl must be educated on the subject matter, and she must be aware from the Quran and Sunnah of what is a must upon her and what's a must upon the man, and so on.
As
the Sheikh Hafidhahu Allah catching my English as usual, Tawarak Allah, and he said, yani, identify for them that we're not talking about a human being as a subject here, but we're talking about the affairs. I said, Naam, ya Sheikh, the subject, of course, in Britain means a person, but in America they call them citizens. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. But. Naam. السبقة مش فاهم من ناحيتي يا شيخ مش فاهم فهمني لا صح
يعني صبغته ايه صبغته يعني صبغته بريطاني ولا يعني
الاخ امريكي يعني
صح اكون من هذا القبيل يعني
اللي انا اعرفه انه امريكي نعم ولله الحمد فهي said these are things that must be learned amongst you from the Quran and Sunnah just like any other matter or affair that you're dealing with in your life. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in many ayat, the subject of marriage, or the affair of marriage, for a better word, the affair of marriage, or the matter of marriage. He said, the Shaykh Hafidhahu mentioned some ayat, some of which are translated roughly as, and from his verses that he created from you, from amongst you, spouses, that you would feel tranquil with, or feel tranquil to. And also another ayah, and marry what have been yani blessed for you from the women, 2 and 3 and 4 and so on. So if the girl, for example, is too shy for the brother to see her the first time, that is not a problem. Or to see more detail of hair, according to the Quran and Sunnah, that is not a problem. It can happen in the second time or third time. Likewise, if they don't want to be talking the first time, you can talk the second time, the third time. You can take any stages and so on. But everything that you must do, as the Sheikh said, must be according to the ways and means of the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so you would attain the happy life thereafter. Every righteous woman has the right to a happy life. Every righteous woman have the right to live a happy marriage, and that can only be attained by living according or going according to the means and ways of the Sharia. And I mentioned to the Sheikh again, just as a reminder to all of you listening, it's a matter of shyness, ya Sheikh. He said, we understand it's a matter of shyness. Again, we repeat, it can be done. If it's one thing that they cannot do the first time that is permissible, they can do it on the next time or the third time and so on. But don't make these, as Sheikh said, do not make the shyness as something that gets in the way, wal'iyadu billah, that will lead to her not being married at all. Don't let that become a hurdle in the marriage. Every man and every woman wants the daughters to be married, and they want to feel the happiness of marriage for the daughters, as well as their sons, of course. Every man and every woman upon the Sunnah wishes that the daughter marry the right man and the righteous brother, and so on. And all of this actually is from the natural disposition of mankind. It is from the fitrah of the Bani Adam, or the sons of Adam. Naam, ya Sheikh. طب شيخ في سؤال ليس له علاقة بالموضوع والأخ كم مرة يسألني عليه مسألة إنه عنده نزيف في الأنف دائما بيحصل له بدون أي سبب وما يعرف يعني إيه الأصل لسه بيحاول يشوف العلاج الآن فمسألة النزيف هذه كيف يتصرف في مسألة الوضوء إذا حصل مع النزيف يعني مثلا يكون هو فقط جالس للوضوء وفجأة يحصل نزيف
كاملة ما كمان بديل
يعني حتى مع وجود الماء يا شيخ
ما الماء يكون موجود ومش قادر يستعمله او يضره ما يستخدمه
طيب هل ممكن يا شيخنا مثلا يتوضى وضوء كامل بالماء غير انه يعني ولا يعني غير انه يستنشق بالماء
يعني
يعني يتعدى نقطة
ممكن إذا كان في جزء من الموضوع ما داش يعملوا كان ممنوع ويعمل الباقي.
يعني ممكن يتوضى بالماء عادي لكن ما يحط
يخشي مثلا وشه
نعم
رب حضرتك ويخشي إيديه ورأسه ويفتح رأسه ودانه ويخشي رجليه إذا كان ما يضروش يعني.
نعم هو الضرر نعم أنا آسف يا شيخنا
الحكاية ما بدون ضرر ولا ضرار.
نعم تبارك الله. طب شيخنا لو هو في الصلاة وحصل معه النزيف هذا كيف يتصرف؟
يقعد أو ينام يعني حسب ظروف. ليس المريض حرج.
نعم.
قد كلها موجودة بعذار رخص لها رخص.
نعم. تبارك الله. معلش يا شيخ غيرنا الموضوع بس الأخ سألني كم أسبوع يعني.
معلش ربنا يوفقنا وياك.
آمين. So I asked the Sheikh if he can permit me to change the subject matter momentarily because this is an ongoing medical case of a brother here in our masjid, Tabarakallah. He has an ongoing bleeding of the nose where all yani without any prior notice he could be bleeding out of his nose. Blood can come out of the nose, especially when it's time to make wudu, for example. He said, the Sheikh, he can make tayammum. I said, even though there's water existing? He said, yes, he can make tayammum still. If it hurts him to use the water, he can make tayammum. Or, I said, Sheikh, how about if he can make wudu and skip the part where he can rinse the nose? يعني مثل التيمم يا شيخ بس يتيمم بالمية.
لا يعني مثلا الوقت هو يقدر يتوضى إلا عضو من أعضاء يعمل يتوضى بقية الأعضاء ويتيمم العضو اللي هو لم يخشنه.
الله. طب دي هتفتح سؤال تاني. الله المستعان يا شيخ.
نعم.
طب كيف يتيمم بالمسألة الأنف مسألة المراخيل كيف يعني
يتيمم؟ أقول لحضرتك يتيمم ضربة على التراب أو الرمل ينفق فيه ينفع وشكه ينفع وشكه وكفيه هذه تيمم.
نعم.
يصعب عليك؟
لا
ما يصعب مع أخير وخالف ولا حاجة.
نعم. So, التيمم أوريجينالي إذا شيخ عبد الله منشن
إذا كان يعني يصعب عليه خلاص تسقط عنه.
نعم. As the Sheikh of Allah mentioned, tayammum in itself is basically you put your hand. نعم, you put your hand once on the dust and so on, and you just wipe your face.
ينفخ فيها في يمسح وجهه وكفيه بس ذلك مرة واحدة.
نعم. So the tayammum is you pat or you put your hands on the dust and then blow the remaining dust off of it. And then wipe your face and your hands. That's tayammum originally. He said, but when it comes to making wudu, in this case, for example, if it's too much for him, whatever member of his body that is supposed to be washed for the wudu, and it's hurting because of the fact of some medical reason or yani whatever excuse he has, then he can skip that part and yet replace it with the tayammum. He can skip the part and replace it with the tayammum. He said he has a rukhsa here. He has a concession from the sunnah. Wallahi alhamdulillah. I said, yes, sheikh.
License.
He has, naam, a license. It's a license for America, sheikh. The rukhsa al qiyada. Wallahi musta'an. Or rukhsa al arm. Hina bi samuha al rukhsa. Wallahi alam. Binisba lil dini.
Ya rukhsa bardu. Ma ya rukhsa.
Naam. He said, so the license, naam, as the sheikh said, hafidhahullah. And of course, we don't want to get that confused with a license to drive or a license for a professional job or a job, whatever. He said it is similar in nature to that, of course, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits him to do so. He said, there's no darar wala darar, meaning there is no harm or inflicting harm in Islam. So whatever is hurting him in the matter of making wudu, then he can either skip it. Naam. And there's no, as the Shaykh Allah mentioned, the ayah. Bidayat al-ayah, ya Shaykh, wa samah?
Ma ja'alaykum bid-deen al-harj. Min at-a'adikum ibrahim. Wa samakum muslimina min qabli.
Ma ja'alaykum.
شو بدي في سورة إيه؟
نطلعها الآن إن شاء الله. As the Sheikh mentioned, the ayah was translated roughly as and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not impose upon you anything in the religion that may be cumbersome or embarrassing and so on. في سورة الحج يا شيخ الآية 78. In Surah Al-Hajj verse 78, as the Sheikh mentioned the ayah, and strive for Allah with the striving due to Him. He has chosen you and has not placed upon you in the religion any difficulty. And that's the part the Sheikh has mentioned to you. He has chosen you and has not placed upon you in religion any difficulty. It is the religion of your father Abraham. Abraham, Allah named you Muslims before in former scriptures and in this revelation, that is the Quran, that the messenger may be a witness over you and you may be witnesses over the people till the end of this ayah. So the Sheikh Hafidhahullah mentioned, I said, the Sheikh, that can happen to him even in the Salah sometimes. He said, well, if it happens to him in the Salah, then he can sit or even yani lay down, all depending on his circumstance, because he has a concession, or as we said, as the Sheikh mentioned, a license from the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there's no difficulty upon a sick person. There's no difficulty or embarrassment upon a sick person. So he can do whatever he can do to stop the bleeding and finish his salah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are all concessions or licenses to him from the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نرجع لموضوع الجواز يا شيخنا طويل. Is it permissible to have intercourse with one wife on another wife's night at night, not in the daytime? هذا أخ والله تعالى أعلم يا شيخنا متجوز أختين. هذا أخ متجوز زوجتين. فبيقول هل يجوز أن يعاشر واحدة في ليلة الأخرى في الليل طبعا وليس بالنهار؟
مش مانع.
يعني هو المفروض عنده مثلا في واحدة عليها الدور الليلة فبدل ما يروح عليها الدور راح للتانية.
لا يستأذنها بس دي يستأذن دي ما قلنا لذي كده ما يخش الحكاية كده يعني هو الاثنين زوجاته بس فيه لياقات شرعية فيه لياقات شرعية ما يستنيها ويتعداله ما جاهش علاقاته تفتح.
ثانية شيخ عيد عليك كان سامحني
يا عمتي أنا عاد وقال أنا أو هي عركة من الليلة الليلة بتاعتها ما يقول لي آش أنا مش جاي ولا أخد هي مستنياك ومستعدان ومنتظرة يصحها كده العلاقات تفتر ولا لا
طبعا
مش إنسان مش بني آدم يعني ولا إيه
طبعا Naam. So the next in the question, the Sheikh said, it is no problem if he has the ability to have intercourse with both wives.
Can he jam two in one night? Maybe so. Can he jam?
Naam.
And he's taking the exercise in the night. The night and the night. And he's got the power of 40. Alayhi salatu wassalam.
Alayhi salatu wassalam. So as the Sheikh Hafidhahullah added to, he said, it's no problem for him if he felt like having intercourse with more than one wife in the same night, he can do so as long as he makes a ghusl between each and every one. He said the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself used to have intercourse with more than one wife in the same night, but he would make a ghusl between each and every one of them. Because our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had the strength of four Iman. So, but I explained again to the Sheikh, I said, Sheikh, the situation here that it's the appointment for one wife, it's her night, and he skips her and he goes back to the other. He said he must ask her for permission because both of them are still his wives. We agree on that. And both of them have rights. She has an appointment. She knows it's her night. And she probably ready for him. Or prepared for him and done whatever she has to do as a wife, food and clothing and so on. And then he does not tell her, for example, وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ I'm not coming over. And he just goes to the other one while she's ready for him. That is not right. He said the relationship then will وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ become weak. So us as human beings, after all, are still humans. So we must have care for one another. We must care about one another. والله تعالى أعلم. شيخنا السائل يقول تليفون بيلعب معايا. Is it permissible to spend the majority of your days with one wife, whether it is her nights or her co-wife's nights? Okay. السائل يقول يا شيخ هل يجوز أن يقضي معظم أيامه مع زوجة معينة سواء كان هذه سواء كان لياليها أو ليالي يعني ضرتها كما يقولون في مصر؟
لا من قلنا لازم حياتك.
نعم
سبحان الله حياتك تخبط يا أخي فلان الحاجات دي ليها أهمية. اعتبار المرأة في 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 هذه العملية كانها واعتبارها كإنسانة في هذه العملية لولا إن الرجل يطلبها بس لها قيمة فدي هدية بقى عند المرأة شكلها إيه بقى؟
نعم
يترتب عليها حاجات كثيرة من مخالفات تسبب مشاكل لو تقول واحد بقى عاوز يبقى على كيفه وخلاص طب مكمل بس نظم حياتك مش المرأة السوداء تنازج عن بيت العائشة رضي الله عنهم عن الله
نعم
فاهم كل شيء بضوابط
تبارك الله
يميل ويتفاوضة برضه عاوزين يميل ويتفاوضة
نعم يا شيخ
عاوزين يميل ويتفاوضة ودي لها آثار
بتجرب
بس لمقاس العملية وخلاص لا لازم تيجي فيها نتائج طيبة للحياة
نعم هذه آثار يا شيخ
إليها إذا ما في مدة المرح يشكروا إليها فين السكون بقى
صحيح So Sheikh Hafidhahullah asked a question, he said, we said you must organize your life because each and every individual here is important. Each and every... Sheikh, اسمحوا لي دقيقة واحدة. Brothers and sisters, give us 1 second here. No. I am in the... Yeah, go ahead, go on the website. I gotta go back to translation. سامحونا يا شيخ حسبت العيال عندهم طوارئ أو حاجة بصل كم مرة سامحونا dear brothers and sisters forgive me I thought the kids had some kind of emergencies called too many times so the Sheikh حفظه الله in answering the question he said we must organize our life Because it does have an important, the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has an important in our lives. If we don't apply it, we're going to have chaos. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ And you must look at that woman as a human being first and foremost. Things have to be practical. She is blood and flesh like you are. And the fact that the man is asking for his wife has a great value in her heart. And not applying the sunnah, as the Sheikh Hafidhahullah may have said, and not applying the sunnah will carry so many great consequences, wal-iyadu billah, that are not good to the man or the wife, or to the relationship or marriage. Being against the sunnah, wal-iyadu billah, will cause problems. So we have to pay attention to the rights of other individuals around us, especially our own co-wives, 2 or 3 or 4. Each one of them As the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, cannot just act according to his whims and desires, wal-iyadu billah, and call it a day. That's not the sunnah. Our mother of the believers, Sauda, radiallahu anha, gave up her turn at one time or another to Aisha, radiallahu anha. But she did it herself. She gave up her turn to Aisha, radiallahu anha, so the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can spend more nights with Aisha. So everything has guidelines. Everything has rules. In the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, living in those lands that you live in, you may have, wal-iyadu billah, you may be leaning towards chaos, wal-iyadu billah, or whims and desires, not knowing that you are upon that. And these are consequences of where you're at. These are consequences of the result of where you're at. But we, as Muslims, وَلَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, must remember the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the wives. The wives are a tranquility for you. That's what we have wives for. So you have to give them the due right. La ilaha illallah. طيب, برضو في أسئلة تانية في الموضوع نفسه يا شيخ, سامحونا. واضح أن الأسئلة صدر عن أخت, يعني جوزها متجوز أكثر من أخت. فتقول الأخت بلغة إنجليزية, what may I expect my husband to do for my children and I on my co-wife's time. فالسئلة تقول ماذا أتوقع يا شيخ, أو ما هو المفروض على زوجي أن يفعل لأولادي عندما يكون هو مشغول مع زوجتي الأخرى.
يعودهم شغل على الثانية, يخشوش عليه هو ومعين أداب الإسلام يعلمهم.
الشيخ أظن الله
أعلم يعني حاجة لأول مرة تتعمل.
نعم,
كما عمل السابقون الأولاد لهم وقت يخشوا عليه, وقت ما يخشوش.
نعم يا شيخ, أظن السائلة والله أعلم يا شيخ أنها بتسأل من ناحية يعني إيه المسموح. مثلا هي عندها مصلحة, عيالها محتاجين مصلحة معينة لكن مش يومها, فإيه المفروض على جوزها يعمل في الموضوع ده؟ أظن هذا الغرض من السؤال.
مصلحة معينة
يعني مثلا الولد من دولة عنده معلم دكتور مثلا, بس جاي في اليوم اللي هو الأخ مشغول مع الزوجة الثانية مثلا.
لا, ما الوقت ما يجوزها التانية ويجي دكتور لحد عرضة لازم يرتب لكتوب تركيب تاني.
صح,
يعني بس عرضة يا دكتور يا خشبانة.
نعم,
الحاجة العادية غير عادية, يفرض واحد مرض يعمل ايه؟ يعني يبقى لازم ماشي ياخد التعليم بتاع كل يوم؟ لا, يغير نظامه.
صحيح. طيب, برضو مرتبط بنفس السؤال يا شيخ, فإيه هو المسموح به بالنسبة لأولاد الزوجة الأخرى في وقت الزوجة الأولى مثلا؟
بل حضرتك كل شيء نظام ينظمه, حالة جديدة ورجعت يوم واحد.
نعم,
الحياة مستمرة يا أخي سبانة. من أول ما يجي الجوزة الثانية يعمل النظام يمشي عليه على طول. يعني مع مراتي يخش عليه مثلا من غير استئذان.
نعم,
ولا ايه؟
صحيح.
والاولاد مش فيهم حد يربيهم ويحكمهم, ولا كل واحد يفعل على كيفه؟ مش هي عظام الديمقراطية ولا ايه؟
اللهم عافنا وعف عنا, هذه مشكلة
عشان موقفة. نعم, موقفة كلام زي معانا كده. يعني يخش على مرات معي ولا ايه؟ يعني ما يخش عليها وهي معزوله يقولوا كده في الديمقراطيه, لان ما عندهمش حرام وحلال. الجواب دي بتخلي الانسان له نظام يعني حساب تاني خالص غير حساباته, لان هم ما يغيروا حساباته. وشافه بتعمل مع واحد بتعمل حاجه ولا حاجه, مش يعني المغرب النظام الديمقراطي.
نعم, الله ما عرفنا وفعنا.
ها, ما هو ده مش يعني موجود هناك ولا يضحك على نفسنا هم كده.
نعم, نسأل الله السلامة.
بعدين يقول المسلمين ما عندهمش أداب.
الله ما عرفنا وفعنا. طيب, الشيخ عبد الله asked a question. He said, first, he has to get his kids, whether from the first or second wife, he has to get them used to the schedule. And this is the etiquette of Islam. This is the etiquette of Islam. Just like others before us did in the Sunnah, alhamdulillah, he must learn what people do in the Sunnah regarding having multiple wives and how the kids are supposed to be treated. For example, as the Sheikh said, children have certain times they can enter upon him, whether he's with his first wife or his second wife. Children can enter upon him at certain times according to the Sunnah, and this is for something for all of you to look up and learn. I said, Sheikh, but I think the sister also means more than that. It may be the fact that, for example, one of the children has a doctor's appointment, a checkup or whatever, at a time that he is busy with the other wife. He said, this is something that's out of the ordinary. This is something out of the ordinary that you have to arrange for in another way. Let's say somebody got sick. You're going to say, no, this is the schedule. I'm going to stick with my other wife's schedule and I'll see you tomorrow and so on. No, you have to change your system. You have to make it fluid and accommodating to all of your wives and all of your kids. Everything has to be organized according to the way of the sunnah. And this is a life. Remember this. This is a life that's ongoing where human beings are involved. You can't just be setting strict rules and stick to them as it is. You should have actually thought about it from the first time you considered having a second wife and so on. Even the children themselves, they need to be behaved, for example, on a daily basis. You can't cut that out. You can't say, oh, that's not her day, so they can do whatever they feel like. That's not the sunnah. We don't have a democracy here, walayadu billah, because democracy is nothing but chaos in the first place. Democracy have nothing called halal or haram. But us as Muslims, we have our own calculations per se. We have our own ways and means from the Quran and the Sunnah and understanding of the pious predecessors. We're not like in democracy, wal'iyadu billah, as the Sheikh said, you see a woman doing something with a man, wal'iyadu billah, that's not her husband, and you cannot tell her a thing, wal'iyadu billah, you cannot say no to her. This, as the Sheikh said, this is the reality around you, and we understand that. But we cannot fool ourselves. In the same token, we cannot fool ourselves. We must adhere to the teachings of Islam and apply them according to the situation that we are going through. And still stick to the guidelines of the Quran and Sunnah. We cannot veer away from that. Because if we do what others are doing per se, according to the so-called democratic system or whatever system they got out there, then the people themselves will look at you and say, look at the Muslims, look what they're doing. They have no etiquette, they have no manners, wal'ayadu billah. And of course, that is bad for us as Muslims, and that's wal'ayadu billah, not right for the Quran and the Sunnah, or the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tayyib, سؤال يا شيخ, is it permissible for my husband to bring my co-wife to my home without my permission? هل يجوز لزوجي يا شيخ تسأل الأخت تاني أن يحضر زوجة الأخرى إلى بيتي بدون إذن مني؟
إذن مني؟
نعم يعني هي هو مثلا مع زينب اليوم وقرر يفوت على عائشة تبارك الله يشوف هيطبق نعم. عليها مثلا فمع زينب في العربية
يمكن تعليمات إن ما فيش حرج إن يخش زوج على زوج دون أخذ مسلمات يعني كفار ومسلمات إذن يمنع أن يخش دور أختها الثانية والإذن عند استئذان إلا إذا كان في حرج بتعمل حاجة بتفضل في البيت بيرتبوا من شؤون الأوضة حاجات زي دي إن بتلمع حياة عادية ويقول لهم كيف أي واحدة تيجي كضيفة من غير استئذان من أهل ما دول ناس أغراب ولا إيه؟
صحيح.
هم عندهم في أوروبا كده وأمريكا كده. لكن ما عندنا ناس الحاجات دي على الدرجة دي. في نظام وفي آداب لكن مش الدرجة دي. توثيق مش الدرجة دي. يعني واحد ما كنت قاعد في البيت واحد عليك الدور يخش معاك. خد بالك بين البلد وبين محل الأذن ما تخشش. يقول لك نوروم فور يو. نوروم فور يو. كده؟ وتعمل كده انت؟
الله ما عافينا
وعمل كده خط اربعة ونباك خط تمانية
الله ما عافينا وعفا عنه
ومع ذلك برضو اللياقات مطلوبة مش يعني يكون راح يجد بأي حاجة لا
صحيح لك الله خير يا شيخ سورة الشيخ عبد الله said يعني these are instructions والعياذ بالله that may not have any basis in the sunnah. As long as there's no embarrassment, for example, the sister is not dressed up proper or you know, she's organizing or reorganizing the house and she doesn't want to see her house in a mess or some nature, then yeah, well, you know, it's nice of the brother to ask her, look, I got my other wife with me here. Do you mind if I bring her in, for example? But you have to remember now, you are related by marriage. You are family now by marriage. You're not strangers more to each other, dear sister. In normal life in the land of Islam, alhamdulillah, Sheikh said, co-wives are considered family members of the same family. They help each other. They assist each other. They work with each other and so on. We're not like in Europe, al-iyadu billah, where you consider each other to be complete strangers. As the Sheikh mentioned, and I apologize for laughing, and he mentioned the term in English, he said, you probably in the West say, no room for you, for example. No room for you. That's not the sunnah. We have better manners than the West, and we have better manners than the non-Muslims. As Muslims, alhamdulillah, these are relationships that must be maintained, because these are related to you now by marriage. They are family of yours. They are your sisters of Islam, first and foremost, and they are family to you now by marriage. So it is from the sunnah to accommodate your co-wife. There's no problem to pass by you with your husband, or it's no problem for you to pass by her with your husband, and so on. Even without your husband, you still are related to each other. You are sisters and first and foremost. Sheikh Saila Taqul, واضح انك شاء الله. شيخنا انا سامحني يا شيخ، انا ضفت في الاجابه يعني غلط مني، قلت يعني اولا واخيرا انتم ما زلتوا اخوات في الاسلام، ودلوقتي في بينكم قرابه بالزواج، فلازم تحترموا القرابه هذه.
قرابه الزواج ازاي؟
يعني الاخ متجوزها ومتجوز اخت ثانيه، فدلوقتي في قرابه بينكم عن طريق الزواج.
مش فاهم قرابه ازاي يعني؟
يعني مساله ان هو متجوز اخت يعني فلانه وعلانه. فأصبح في بينهم قرابة عن طريق الأخ هذا.
طبعا لما يقول لهم يعني سنين تحتيب واحد يجيب لها اعتبار يا أخ سمانة.
طبعا ليه اعتبار يا شيخ،
ولا حاجات رسمية كلها يعني انجليز.
نعم
لا لما كنت فاهم ما تعمل ايه وقرأيك من عمك ومن خالد داخل عليك كل ما تجيش.
طبعا لا
حتى من غير موعد، بس ما كنتش حاجة بقى بشكل على بلاقات يعني.
So Sheikh, يعني I explained to the Sheikh unintentionally. I added the fact that you are sisters in Islam and you're related by marriage, and of course, translating that back in Arabic, being related by marriage for two women married to the same man was kind of odd. I had to explain it's done through the man being marrying both women. Wa alhamdulillah minna. He said, of course, they are all Muslims, first and foremost. And this is, yani, things that we have to take into consideration. We're not here on official business, wal-iyadu billah, like, as the brother said, as the Sheikh Allah said, like the English, this is all official business. No, we're Muslims, wallah, alhamdulillah. He said, just like you, Shabana, when you're in Egypt, for example, your cousin comes over, whether it's from the father's side or the mother's side, sometimes without even taking an appointment, and he wants to enter upon you and your family. Are you going to say no to him, don't come in my house? Without any embarrassment, you know, you welcome the people, you take care of the situation like you're supposed to as a Muslim, and, you know, you look out for the feelings of each other, so on, within the guidelines of the sunnah, alhamdulillah, you care for each other, alhamdulillah. طيب برضو واضح من نفس الأخت الأسئلة هذه أو من أخوات متجوزين يعني
سؤال القرى انتهينا من الأسئلة اللي فاتت؟
لسه في ما شاء الله تبارك الله في هنا
انتهينا يعني من استوفت
والله أعلم. أنا طبعا الأخت مش هنا فما أعرفش يعني أنا بجاوب على الأسئلة كما هي مكتوبة أمامي يا شيخ.
نعم
تفضل. فالسائلة بتقول أيضا يا شيخ, if my time needs to be switched with my co-wife's time, am I obligated to comply or does our husband have the last word? السنة تقول لو في حاجة ان الوقت الخاص بي لازم يتبدل بالوقت الخاص بالزوجة الاخرى، فهل القرار يرجع الي انا ام يرجع الى زوجي؟ يعني هي يومها النهاردة يوم عيشة النهاردة، ولكن حصل ظرف معين وعيشة لازم تغير يوم النهاردة بيوم، والاخ يروح لزينب بدلها.
لازم كده حقيق أمك كده مع الأهل والأقارب يا أخي والأغراب كمان. سبحان الله اللي قدير البيتين يا أخي سبحان الله، والنلم على رسمية.
ما هذا هو يا شيخ،
رسمية تمشي بأي شكل.
بس عشان شيخنا عشان الموضوع يكون واضح، المشكلة هنا إن إحنا ولله الحمد منا إن أخواتها دول من حرصهم على دين الله بيأخذوه حرفيا، ما يأخذوه بفهم واسع.
لا لا لازم يكون على إسلام حقيقة وروح، مش كل حاجة بقى، لا حقيقة وروح، مظهر ومخبر، لازم الاثنين. مش بقول لك مجتمع أثروا بحال هناك بقى يا أخي
هذا مؤكد يا شيخ، هذا مؤكد، لان هنا في البلد
تبعهم ما نمشي على تبعهم ولا تبع ادب الشرع نمشي حتى بايه.
بس عشان شيخنا بس
حتى يكون عوا وتبع لما جيت به.
نعم، هو من باب التوضيح يا شيخنا بارك الله فيكم. نعم. للاسف الناس هنا بتتربى علشان حتى يعني بدون مبالغه باذن الله تعالى عشان يتنفس يقولوا لازم تنفس بطريقه فلانيه، يعلموا كل حاجة في حياته.
لا ما يبقى هو غلطان، يعني نسلك سبيل واحد سبيل، مش سبيلين والسبيل تاني غير بديل. لا إنك حتى الدرارة سخوص ودي شيء تاني، فهناك نسلك. لا الإسلام بيقول كذا، يعني عمل حاجة زي كده وليه واحد أصابه عذر التاني يعمل معاه إيه؟ لا لازم تجيب تنفذ كلامي وتعمل إيه؟
نعم، يعني لازم يراعوا بعض كأخوات.
أول ما أخيك.
نعم لازم.
وبيجي لك أنت زنقات أنت كمان.
نعم لازم.
يعني إيه؟
رتقوا.
أليس كذلك؟
نعم.
طيب وأنت ما بيجي زنقة يعني إيه الآخر؟ حيضيق الآخر بقى. نعم الحاجات دي ولا حرتها بتيجي لازم نكيفها بالتكييف الشرعي. ولو مش عاوز يعمل بالحر نعمل إيه؟
صحيح.
ياخذ جزاؤه.
نعم.
الدنيا إلا إن شاء الله، أليس كذلك؟
صحيح.
مش عاوزين نزل نركب مكانين، لا لازم نزلنا واحد، واللي جايز عليك جايز علي، والعذر بيجي لك بيجينا أنا كمان عذر، نروح فين بقى؟
نعم. صحيح
طبعا الإنسان بيصيبه يعني زعل كل شيء عشان إن الغرب بتاعه ما يفش، ولكن على هذا يقلب الحياة بقى رأس على عقل ونعمل إيه؟ نأخذ أخف الأضرار ونرضى بالقضاء والقدر. يعني إيه؟
صحيح تبارك الله.
عندك بقى عشان تعبت دلوقتي عشان عندنا بيوت النهارده.
أنا آسف يا شيخ، طولت عليك يا شيخ، أنا آسف.
بعد إذنك يا شيخ.
تفضل.
ممكن تستأذن؟
تفضل يا شيخ، بارك الله فيكم، تصفين عليك.
بعدنا نستفتر إن شاء الله.
بإذن الله.
شكراً الله. السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. So the sheikh had to excuse himself. He actually has guests over, I didn't even know. Allah musta'an. So I apologize for taking so much of his time. And he said, inshallah, our appointment will be on Saturday. But to translate the last part here regarding this question or the series of questions, he said, you as a Muslim, first and foremost, whether you are a brother or a sister, you must look out for the needs of the people just like you're looking out for the needs of your relatives. And the same thing that you do even with the strangers, not just your own relatives, not just your own blood, but others than them. You have to look out for the needs. And of course, that is within the guidelines of the Quran and Sunnah and understanding of the past predecessors. I said, Ya Sheikh, the problem, Wallahu A'lam, may be related to the fact that we in this country, from what we understand, what we've seen, some people are raised in a way that even to breathe, they need a manual instruction or instruction manual, as they call it. they have to have everything set in a certain way. So they take it literally as it is. He said, no, that's not the way it is. Islam is a reality and a soul. Islam is a reality and a spirit. Islam is what you see on the outside, but what you feel inside at the same time. Do not let life around you, dear brothers and sisters, be affected with the Western cultures or anything that is not from Islam. It is for sure something that will affect you one way or another. We give you that. But you as a Muslim must make the choice and must adhere again and again and again, as we say all the time, as the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, to the Quran and the Sunnah and the Sunnah of the pious predecessors. That's what we have, that last part, the understanding of the pious predecessors. There's only one path, as we all know. There's no two path. And that one path is applied as much as you can, except that there's a necessity that you cannot apply it. Except that there's a necessity that make you veer away from that one path. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Islam is saying so, not you or me. Let's say you have an excuse, dear brother or dear sister. You have an emergency. Are you going to say, no, the rules are such and such, I'm not going to apply this, or I'm not going to apply that, or this is my day, this is her day? That's not the way it works. You know it and I know it. As we say in the West, what goes around comes around. We have to watch out for each other. After all, we still are brothers and sisters. No matter what, we are bound by the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must, as the Sheikh asked me the question. He said, so if there's an excuse here, if there's an emergency, you're going to say, no, you cannot do this because this is not my day or this is her day and so on. I said, dear Sheikh, no, of course, we have to cooperate upon birr and taqwa. He said, yes, you have to cooperate upon piety and fear of Allah first and foremost. These needs, as the Sheikh said, must comply with the way of the Quran and Sunnah, must comply with the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever does not want to comply, then he will be rewarded accordingly in this life until Allah meets him, when Allah permits it to do so. Our scale, dear brothers and sisters, is one, not two. It is the scale of the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When an emergency happens, remember, dear brother and sister, you can say, oh, it's my turn, or her turn, or his turn, or whatever turn. We all are one in this. We all are part of that same one body. We understand that you may be upset, for example, because you have your own needs. We agree on that, no doubt about it. But you have to take the least of the harms here. If there's a problem, try to live with it. Call upon your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. See what it takes to bring other parties involved here closer to you and to be upon the sunnah just like you are. And first and foremost, you must be pleased with the pre-decree of Allah. You must be pleased with the qada and qadr of Allah. You must be pleased with the destiny that Allah have destined for you, dear brother or sister. Anything that I've said as a translator that's correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anything that I said that's not correct is only from myself and or from the shaitan. Jazakum Allah khair wa barakallahu fikum. And as the Sheikh gave you all salams before he left, he said, inshallah, our appointment is on Saturday with the three fundamental principles, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And please follow up with the brothers in Muwahhidin Publications. May Allah preserve him and give him success to what he's pleased with and what he loves. Hada, walhamdulillah rabbil alamin.